AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. This here, YSL, is taking over Big Facts today on phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got it
in the building. What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling?
Blessed.
Everybody's blessed?
Yes, sure.
Y'all gotta be blessed. Y'all winning. Y'all the winning team right now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's fair to say they in first place.
Both of these two niggas from Chain Gang
to the chart.
Yeah. That's right. Chart.
Yeah. Chain Gang to the chart. That's hard.
They got God work, man.
Okay, at least they got God.
Oh, no, how I felt just knowing, like, shit, when I get out, my brother out here got shit. We gonna be right in the mix. Like, sending that motherfucker.
Right.
Did it make it harder, like, to do the time because you were anticipating the release, or did it make you, like, kick back? Like, I don't give a fuck how long or what happens. I know when I get out, I'm straight.
It was hard because I already get out right then and now.
Yeah.
It was hard, but I already get out right then and now when I was seeing what going on.
Yeah.
See, bro, I had a spin when it first popped out. He had it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm anxious. I'm like, I got to get out, man. Hey, bro, do what you got to do. Come on and get me, bro. I don't care what you do. Just come on, bro. Spin what you got to spin. Like, but you gotta be patient, you're coming. But yeah. I jumped out at the right time, though. So
sure.
I ain't really mad.
Yeah, on God time.
So when you say, like, you jumped out, a lot of people that are watching don't know, like, the scope of your situation. What exactly happened to make you have to go in to be able to jump out?
I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I made a big mistake. But I don't regret it, though. I just know I made a mistake. I don't regret it. I do in life. Everything I do in life is for a reason. That was God had planned out for me in the first place. So I ain't mad. It just, I know I made a mistake.
And when you made your mistake, how long were you down?
I did a long year. But I had an L though. See, that's the crazy part. Folks don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
You keep talking about some now.
Tell them, niggas.
When you hear a ladder, your knees get weak, your ball go about to fall out, you about to do everything in the book.
Oh, yeah, the letter is different from the numbers.
They say to see.
God, boy, you can't even see that.
We got no really, like, that eye situation was different. Like,
damn.
Yeah, like, bro.
Because you had to go down too, right?
Yeah. Like, bro, I was gone. He really ain't get to see a lot of it. Like, you feel me? So, like, for me, it was like, I seen it, but it just kept getting bigger.
You tasted it.
Yeah, I tasted it.
And then it got snatched.
And it just got snatched. So, yeah, I was mad as fuck. Like, man, I just blew up. Like, damn. Like, you feel me?
I know what I'm missing.
What? I know what's going on. Like, hell.
And I know what this finna be and what it's finna turn into. And I'm not here. Like,
you feel me? But it just, I don't think I was ready for it. Like, I was too much.
So, you think, like, everything really does happen for a reason?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
What about papers? Y'all still on paper? Who's still on paper?
Yeah, I'm on paper.
Yeah.
So what they did, they gave you, how you get out? They gave you time, sir? What?
Nah, I got granted a appeal.
So you out on appeal bond?
Yeah, I'm out on appeal bond.
Oh.
See, they can, like right now, I had beat the Supreme Court. So now I'm at the High Court. So right now they ain't doing them, just dragging me, just prolonging, just keep you getting prolonging. Some I'm just trying to see if I'm catching another case. Then they gonna ask you, oh yeah, now we got you. Mm. And we can throw your ass on back in there. Mm. So I'm trying.
Oh, so you appealing? Oh, okay. So you was locked up for
his mistake.
11 years.
Yeah.
And you came back on appeal.
On appeal.
And then you got a bond.
Yeah, I got a bond on appeal.
To go back to trial.
Yeah. Like my whole case is just start over. Like I ain't never been down the road, just restarted over again.
Yeah.
But it's like this time you have like the proper top notch high power representation that'll be able to accurately represent you.
Yes.
If them folk coming there and offer you, so if they come, what they come give you an offer, like, all right, we're gonna give you credit for time, sir, but you on probation for life, you take.
Yeah, come on with it. Hey, you don't believe I'm ready to get out y'all way.
Ain't gotta go back.
I'm ready to get out y'all way. For some reason, I'm ready to get out. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take it. You just show me where to sign that. I'm going to show you.
I'm like, deal. Take. Deal.
Yeah, deal. Deal. I ain't got time. Deal. Go find y'all. Ain't going to do it. Make it more hard on me if I'm going to keep finding y'all.
Yeah.
They're going to try to find something they're going to stick on me.
Mm-hmm. All that shit y'all went through, from react like, how that make y'all move different now that y'all out, you get your freedom, you're able to enjoy life and everything? How that make y'all move different?
You just think about everything, man. Mm. Like, you don't take nothing for granted. Mm. You feel me? It be like where we come from, like, it be like slip up. For me, anyway, it be like a little slip up or like hiccup, but you still just, you know, like, take it for what it worth. You feel me? Like, everybody don't get that opportunity. So, you just gotta keep it real. Like, just keep it real with yourself. Like, man, I ain't trying to miss out on this again for nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, I'm blessed to be here. Mm-hmm. We blessed to be here.
How you avoid, like, the internet trolling and back and forth on internet shit? How you avoid that shit?
See, I don't even like playing the internet anyway, like that. So, I see it. Like, nigga, lame here. You feel me? I catch you. Man, I can't say name. I'm on the kitchen.
Yeah.
You feel me? These niggas really don't be living like that. You feel me? I can't have this shit be really kept.
No, I'm saying, like, how you avoid it, like, so, cause
like avoid feeding into it,
and it'll be a whole situation. A nigga be back in the situation.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I tweet. I'm telling. Sometimes I jump out.
Good.
I jump all the way out there. Like, nigga, where you want to meet at?
But you got a whole body you facing.
Yeah, but like some shit just maybe just jump out there. And I just had to think about, like, hey, you know that
emotion. Yeah.
You know that cell right there, boy. That motherfucker still the same cell. You go back, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you, I'm going to go ahead and just fall back.
That motherfucker cold, too, boy.
You got it, dog. You got it. I ain't trying to be for no nigga. You got it.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to think. But I jump out there. But I think, like,
Whole time sitting in that box with that L, you thinking, goddamn, did you actually think it was possible for you to get out, or you knew you were
going to? I ain't going to lie, friend. I'm like, hell nah. So I had to doubt to my surroundings.
Yeah, how did that affect your shit. Mental, like, knowing that there's a possibility that you might be stuck there?
I ain't gonna lie
forever.
To you. My battle's in prison, my mind window. I always thought like that. My mind gonna stay free. I'm not trying to get caught up in it.
Yeah.
Mm. But I had to adapt to my surroundings.
So you can survive.
We was in a hole for 11 years. The hole, though, not just locked up. The hole.
No, I only did like a year and a half on. Just in population.
When you're a raw little roommate, so when you call me,
I'm calling you for me. Like, we in the hole. I did 6 years in the hole.
Yeah.
By myself, 6 years just stuck in the hole.
We hear that.
That nigga can tell anybody calling for him, like, Rollo, say, send us something.
Yeah.
But like, I tell the nigga, I'm going to send you something too, bro. Just make sure you get it, because nigga in the hole.
Oh, yeah, nigga ready to slang.
I'm sending the nigga whoever called.
Yeah, for sure. Nigga ready to slang. Make the call. You want $20 just to make the call, bro. We in the hole.
My man went to the hole together, boy. Like, I seen this boy get low in the hole, like, literally. Shawty got so long, like, boy, please just go ahead and free you. Like, going to free you.
I'm going to
free you, my nigga. Like, nigga did 6 years behind some nun shit, but at the same time, it also taught me, though.
Yeah.
When you in there, like, that shit be like a gift and a, like a fucked up feeling, but you... Like, say when you locked up with a nigga, your cellmate, y'all nigga became brothers. The nigga finna go home. Like,
that's the worst feeling ever.
Like, you gonna feel like, I don't want the nigga to like, stay. Like, I don't want you to leave, nigga.
Happy is your time. Yeah. I wish you were my time. Huh? That one. Like, happy is your time. I wish you were my time. Like,
yeah.
Can't go, like,
boy, we need to be going together.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm proud. That shit is a fucked up ass feeling, though.
Yeah. Damn. I'm
telling you, like, you just got to doubt to it. Until your time comes. So I was just patient. I was just reading every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would. That
Once I got that call from Slime, like he like, hey, sit back. Mm. He like, I just got your lawyer, nigga. Sit back. I'm like, say no more. I just get the ring book. Just trying to learn more. Just
yeah,
focus on getting out.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to be a rapper though?
Yeah, I want to be a rapper. I definitely, but the Before street had caught, yeah, the street had caught my attention. I'm like, well, I'm going head first. Bro, hell, I can't do that. Then yeah. I just had a little girl too, so I'm like, well, I gotta find a way to get some money.
Yeah.
So I had slipped up. You know, slippers count though. I slipped up.
Oh, for sure. You know yeah, that.
Girl. You paid your debt that. Though.
Overdid that one. I overly paid my debt. I'm trying to see what's going to wash. I went to court all day, but I was praying they say something like probation. Anything like that, oh man? Man, I'm gonna take it so fast.
What's the worst? What's the worst thing you can feel like you can hear out them full mouth?
Aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault. They'll drop all my charge down to aggravated assault. That's the least. That's I ain't worried about that because that's the only thing they can do. Drop every charge down and just give me aggravated assault because I was convicted. They still ain't had a gun. That's why I said in my song. How the hell is aggravated assault without a gun?
With no gun.
And they still charge you with it, though. You still get a charge like that. That's you still crazy. Ain't found no gun. Ain't had no gun, but you still get charged with aggravated assault.
Mm.
So I know they're going to try to give me aggravated assault, being convicted. That's the only thing they can give me.
What about you?
That time, sir.
I did that all.
I don't want to hear that.
That nigga said, I don't want to hear nothing.
What about you?
Shit. But, real.
What's the take you just dropped?
I just dropped my struggle.
Struggle. Hard like, too.
June 15th.
Yeah.
So the name, like the name, did that come from pretty much everything that you've been through yeah, up to this point?
What I've been through. Like everything you've been through. I'm trying to
tap into that. Yeah.
I'm talking
yeah.
to you, him. I'm trying to talk to the people that's me.
There's anybody that's been through like, anything.
Anything that's been through what I've been through, yeah. I'm trying to talk to y'all.
Yeah.
So that's why I named it my struggle.
What's your favorite song?
Try.
Deep.
Mm-hmm. You write it. Y'all writers or y'all just go yeah, when y'all in go. There. Just go.
Like, being around Slime.
Being around Thug. Y'all had it. Yeah.
You got to learn it. Huh? He worked fast.
You do
so
both.
You write yeah. and you just go yeah. off the top.
Yeah.
But you got to have it ready before you come to the studio. Nigga won't never get in that booth by trying to write.
Nah, like.
This is your own session.
I be writing. I mean, while they doing it, yeah. I be writing. Like, yeah, yeah. Trying to catch it. Because we family. I can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? My hair stuff. Like, sit down. Like you said, you can't do nothing but read.
Mm.
Right? You feel
yeah.
me? Mm. So that's how you just stay sharp. That's how I stay sharp.
How much time y'all say y'all spend in the studio in a week? How much y'all be in the studio? You living in there. You living in there.
That one thing I love about Pluto. Nigga told me, lock in.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in there.
Oh, yeah. He lives in the studio.
Everything. But yeah. Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, it's at the studio.
Yeah.
People say, lock in. He's like, nigga, I've been in the studio somewhere. That's why you ain't going to really never hear me Pluto in nothing because I stay in here. Take a shower here. Eat in here.
Yeah.
Smart.
So I like, then I seen Slime doing it. I'm like, I got to stick to this.
Oh, that's your hustle.
So that's what I've been doing lately. Yeah, lock myself in the studio. I go down every day. Lock in.
Mm.
Until I get tired sleeping, go straight to the house. Wake up, do the same thing over again.
Mm-hmm.
So the intro to my struggle and the first single off the mixtape, Temperature, really kind of like showcased your ability to switch up your flow and, you know, change like how you really moved on the mic. Were you practicing that while you were in, or is that something mm-hmm. that you learned how to do while like you were in the studio around the other artists?
Around the other artists.
Okay.
I learned a lot when I got out.
Yeah.
Literally, so I picked it up being around Slime, Pluto, Savage, all them niggas, him. I had to pick up just being around them, so
yeah.
And I had to adapt to it.
And then learn how to kind of stay in the same lane.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that little time you feel like throws your whole mission off a little bit, huh?
What? I just knew I was going back.
You were out of Jada here. Yeah. Still on the way, though.
Yeah. Nah, on fire at that time, though.
Yeah, still going on, man. Needs to have number one album, man. Fresh out of Tanger.
Shit like that. So, yeah, you can't complain, but you know what it is. Like, that one, if you know, you know. Like,
I'm probably be at 200 occasion right now.
Right. Going on, man. I can cut you. But it, like,
You think it would have made you take it for granted though? Like everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm different to say. Yeah. Like, this time around is special. You feel me? Cause like when he say my struggle, like, I understand it. I feel it. You feel me? Like so, it like shit. Me and my brother taking off at the same time. Like it like it moved. You feel me? Then you still got the rest of the label. Like you feel me? But it's like it's just more organic this time. You feel me?
Yeah, we were wild back then. I agree.
We were too wild.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like,
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
So the new niggas is coming up on y'all. Who y'all come up on? Like, who was the rap? Who was the music y'all was listening to?
Where the niggas that influenced y'all?
Yeah, when y'all was running around.
Yeah, man, I'm just a fan of music. Like, Bank, shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, they tried out there with that one.
Tried out.
Like,
and stop playing.
Stop
my shit.
Clouding. Yeah. Like, you, like, you a fan of the culture. You feel me? Busting around. Like, at least it, man.
Okay. You said busting around?
Yeah.
That's hard.
At least it, man.
Yeah.
Nah, but you wild like that nigga though. So like I can exactly. See like you out the chain just like him. Like so yeah.
Hold on.
I can understand that.
Yeah. What you was on?
Before I got locked up, I was listening. Guwap.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't listen to nobody but Gucci.
Yeah, that must have been the summer. That was the summer when he had it all
shout
fucked
out
up.
Being but Gucci when I got
one of
I
the
got
songs.
You can't educate.
Man, what? You ain't got to worry about me listening to you no more. Walk, boy. Like, you did it. Bruh. You did that one, boy. It's like, also, I don't listen to this nigga every single day. Like, well, shout a gangster. I know I'm. Man, I'm burnt. Yeah,
okay.
Right. Shit,
man. That had to be, boy. That music turn your ass out. And I have boots.
So we can't agree that if you keep listening to some shit, that it can fuck with your
fuck
mental.
Yeah,
it's Jade.
Yeah.
It
fucks your energy,
oh, yeah, he's
bro.
Just saying that because music I listen to Pooh Shiesty at 9 in the morning sometimes.
As soon as she wakes up.
I had to use that to crank me up.
The most like, violent shit she can find.
Yeah.
But I'll be sometimes, had a thing like, man, let me turn the radio. I'll be riding the car just stuck in my thoughts like, My head a radio, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I be like, let me turn the radio on. I'm tripping. Like, am I tripping?
Yeah.
The fuck wrong with me, man?
Music in your heart.
Like, I just ride in the car to a long ass time. Like, then think about it. Like, man, you can turn the radio on.
This is what's some of y'all favorite spots in Atlanta, man? Like, if y'all was a tourist for some niggas coming from out of town, where should they go when they touch
or
down?
Or a tour guide.
You don't even believe me. Only time I go out. When they book him, when they book Schlein, she book Schlein, that's when I go out. Other than that, I don't go out.
Where you go eat though and shop and shit man, like?
We gonna order everything from the studio.
Okay.
Shit,
yeah,
I just
had to
see
him. Shit, man. I feel like I go down the street, I'm gonna get in some trouble.
Right, you don't wanna walk out and slip up on
nothing. Oh, you on the zone 3?
Like, maybe hang that nigga, so I got
you gonna take us to zone 3.
Zone 3?
Yeah.
What's the best place to eat? It's zone 3.
Oh, we in the seafood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lombard, we in seafood.
Cleveland Avenue. Yeah, shout out to them. They got the best fish salad in the world.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and then you got down, really got to hire for yourself. I'm in the house, man.
Tell I know I'm just. Right? Hey, yo, yo, tell
me. Like yeah. I know I'm true. I'm weaving myself out, bro. I'm
going to get real.
Yeah,
for real. I done seen it. I done like the J. Like the J crashed out, but he be like, hey, boy. He called me the other day, like, hey, but what the hell you doing?
Tripping.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's always bro, a nigga who wants
it. Because
it's always
nigga,
a nigga who wants it. It's a lot of successful people lately man, so many that long, have man, been man, caught up in bullshit and that are possibly, like, doing things that, you know, or caught up in situations,
mm-hmm.
maybe not their fault, but that could possibly, like, hinder their careers and their livelihoods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of niggas, like, the police are on some shit with these rap niggas, for real. Like, and that shit is crazy. Like, and it's not just in one place. It's all over. Atlanta, Miami, New York, fucking everywhere. Like, these people do not want to see us win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that shit is fucked up. Like,
mm-hmm.
I be tweaking sometimes. Like, I think that boy had to kick me, like, hey, boy, what the hell you doing? I'm like, man, that nigga just at me, bro. He like, bro. Like, bro, when I see you, I'm gonna slap the man, I'm gonna slap the dog shit out you, boy. He like, hey, bro, take that. What the hell you doing? I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, tell
I understand. I swear, I understand.
I just block them, nigga, bro. I got so many people blocked, bro. I block your ass fast. Like, Cam, say. See, Cam, I seen on one of Cam interviews, he said shit like, I go look at the niggas who like it and block them too. I do that now. Oh, you liking what this bitch ass nigga just said?
Right.
Yeah, that's
block you too.
Right.
Nah, real shit. Like, this man, I'm finna erase that.
Yeah.
I'm block your ass, go on, get out my pay. I might report you too.
And all you
can you report niggas, bro.
This person, like,
you trying to get niggas page take down, bro.
Close this nigga shit.
Bitch ass nigga. What you do?
Bitch ass nigga, you don't even deserve to be on Instagram. That shit be having me hot.
What, Instagram?
But I ain't capping. I ain't mastered that yet.
Now, like, so Jay like, say she ain't studying that shit. You say it for you. I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle.
Trip.
Some days like it can shit. Fuck with me. Most days it don't.
From a fake page, all right, cool. I respect you. But a nigga do it on his face?
Yeah.
Like, fuck
I be screenshotting
really
nigga page,
really
background, watch your story now and everything. Let's see who you is.
And where you at?
Yeah. You won't piss me off.
Following you.
Yeah.
Who you know?
Who our mutual friends are, because I'm finna fuck them up, too.
Yeah, you know, nigga might just throw subliminal shot. Nigga got catch it like, what's up with this nigga, man? Like, who you talking to?
Yeah.
You feel like a nigga telling you, like, hey, bro, who the hell you talking to?
Catch that nigga in traffic.
I fit them shoes. Yeah. I can fit them shoes, what you saying.
Yeah.
Like, a nigga say some shit like, it sound like, that sound like,
side?
I'm finna put them on my side.
Yeah.
My side.
I
wear all on for all sides.
Yeah. Can't wait to slide in your DM so bad. Hey, who you talking to?
Right.
Who you talking to, Schlein?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nigga don't like that word we talk to. Like, who you talking to, Schlein? You put Schlein in?
Right.
Yeah, you make a nigga mad then.
Yeah.
Who you talking to, Schlein?
Yeah. Like, y'all can't risk it all for them trolls, man. They ain't got nothing going on. That's why they fucking with y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's why, you know, that's why we have each other.
Right.
Like, if I see him do something, I'll tell the nigga, hey, bro, hell nah. You tripping.
Yeah.
Let that go. He like, but you don't trip? I like, yeah.
You tripping. I always ask you, though.
He'll ask me, like, bro, I'm tripping. I be like,
okay, then.
Bro, you trip. Sit down.
Ask you.
He like, you right, baby, bro. I sit down there. Because he'll tell me if I'm tripping. He'll tell me.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you tripping. Shut up, baby, bro. Let it go. Mm. So I be had to tell him the same thing. Like, I tell my own brother that if I see Schlein do something like,
we get by. Because at the end of the day, you still the big brother. Like,
yeah, we get by ourselves. I like, hell no, nah, Schlein, that shit ain't to my nothing, bro. I'm tripping, let that go.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, we listen to each other, though.
Nah, sure. Nigga, that make a nigga sucker if you let a nigga do some shit mm-hmm. that can jeopardize himself
yeah.
or right. you.
Facts. Like, basically letting a nigga crash out and you saw it coming before the crash.
I'd rather you be mad at me for telling you, but get what? When you leave, you gonna think about it. Like, that is something.
Yeah, that is like
the hobby.
Yeah, I'd rather tell you like, that's some sucker shit you did. However I say it to you, I'm gonna how you take it. I hope you mad.
You take it.
If you mad, you gonna think about it. You feel what I'm saying? So if you thinking about it, you gonna correct it.
Oh God.
For sure.
Just how that shit go.
So look, how do you, both of y'all, because both of y'all have kids, like, how do you balance the popularity and the fame and the success with just being with your families and being regular? Like, how do you snap out of like rap nigga mode and then go back to being daddy, brother, you know, boyfriend, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever y'all got going on like that?
See, my baby mama tripping. She don't get it. I'm on a mission. I'm trying to get it in, man. Hold on. I got you, though. I'm trying for real.
You dead serious, though. Man. Dead ass in.
This is my life. That nigga burned the turn.
You know, family first.
I ain't regular no more. I can't even go get my little girl and just be walking. Like, just be out. Yeah, like,
so I know
they already just, like, I'm a street nigga, but I'm doing it now. Like,
yeah.
Man, you feel me? That's how I am.
Mm-mm. I feel like family first, though. You feel me?
For sure. Always.
I'm stop rapping for my little girl. I'm going to start rapping. Mm. She called me like, hey, where you at? I want to see you. Yeah. You're trying to start rapping then. Yeah. I definitely got to go see you.
Mm. All right, yeah, for sure.
Bring her to me. Go wrong with her. Bring her to me. Like, they just had my little baby the other day. Hey, bring her to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I start rapping. Bring her to me. I ain't got no problem spending time. Just bring her to me.
Mm. What's the hardest part of the grind of this rap shit? What you think the hardest part of this shit is?
Man, these folk come on with this munchies.
Right.
Nah, I'm saying like,
nah, it like the work catching up with the talent, like I, how we say we be in the studio every day, and like I work like the real catching on. They're the hard, like the grind ain't nothing. You feel me? Like I see him going out, make 10 songs a night, like 4-5, like it be consistent. You feel me? But it just be like it ain't no blueprint to it, especially you coming to how we come. So it's like catching up, like to what you really deserve.
Yeah.
But when you catch, you gone. You feel me? Sure. Like we catching our breakthrough now, so I ain't really tripping. But every time we call, man, what the hell are these folks waiting on? Like, what we doing? Like, man, like, we ain't got nothing but each other to call. We the only ones in the city.
What about, like, losing people along the way or your grind? Because they don't really understand what you got to do to do this shit.
Like, not to death or no shit like that, but, like.
That's definitely not the hard part.
That happened a lot, though. But that happened a lot.
I ain't saying the hard part. I was just saying how you deal with it, dude.
Put it on my back, man. You going to ride in it? You going to ride it? You not.
Yeah.
You feel, I'm doing this shit for we. Like, if straight I can see up. You, my brother, I'm doing this shit for we. Because whatever I got, you got.
Yeah.
I'm talking about whatever I have, you can have. So if you don't understand that and you trying to lead me this way, then I got to cut you out.
Family and everything. Promise. Mm-hmm. Bro,
yeah. I'll come back and get you, though. I'm telling, I ain't going to lead nobody.
So you say any of the people you cut off, you'll go back and get them.
Oh, definitely.
It's just that time.
If I got love for you, bro, you cross that line, you dead. I'm going to tell you that now, you dead.
Beat it.
So
you think sending that cell got them kind of made you feel like only
nobody? It balanced me. Yeah, it balanced me. I ain't gonna lie, it balanced me because I was tripping. Like that cell taught me somewhere, and just that shit made me look at life different, bro. Like that shit made me look at life different. Like I just want to. Like I just sometimes want to just.
It gave you a perspective of what's important.
Yeah.
Give us the biggest change. Give us the biggest change from your own funk to now. Pre and post prison. Like, give us your biggest change that you feel like. This was, I changed this, and that's what I need to change.
You really want to know?
Yeah, we don't.
Tell me why. Tweaking. Tell me why I would have been a snap by now, boy. That nigga slime like, but you don't change, boy. He be seeing me. He see it, and he like, I be seeing you want to just snap, don't? I like, yeah, bro.
Snap about what though?
Like it just some shit that I don't like. Like, same bank, my brother. You my brother. Like, if you do some shit and I know he ain't paying attention to it, like, I'm like, bro, like.
Right.
You tripping.
What's up with you? Like, you make me look at you different, nigga. What's up?
Right.
And shit like that just make me more mad to just be looking at shit around me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And I would have to catch myself, cuz. I ain't gonna lie. Also, he caught me in the studio one day doing like, man, what if I? Like, you like, bro, you tripping? Like, hell nah, I ain't tripping. This nigga right here moving crazy around the nigga, bro. He like, nah, bro.
He ain't in Jang ain't no more. Fool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just hate when nigga just move just certain way around
you
up,
think
bro.
You think it's a little...
I can smell when nigga doing some sucker shit. I'm like, bro, that's...
You think a little... You think a little bit of...
You better go to whoop it.
Man, I be wanting to... Because growing up, that's the only thing a nigga like...
That's what I'm saying. You think a little bit of post-traumatic, like...
You trained, bro, like...
That's what you used to do.
He like, but you still the evil twin. I'm like...
Yeah, that's a good thing.
No.
But just like when y'all be getting in that mode and like getting in that space, when you be like this close and on the verge of tweaking out, what snaps you back?
July? That sale, that snapped me back. But I think about that sale, boy, that shit. Boy, ooh, Lord.
Tell it, boy, that sale don't play, boy.
Being here.
The same for a while. 100 times.
Gotta be here.
It's too much in front. It's like, it's too much ahead, like, to even think about trying to go back. Like,
so you think you got out of jail with no goddamn, when like, without a promising future, you just came back out on some bullshit.
And crashed back out.
I ain't gonna lie to you. My little girl, hell, man. Cause that little girl.
Say that.
I got to be here for her.
That's right.
I already left for one time. I got to. I can't leave her no more.
Nah, that's real.
Life. You seeing what's in front of you, family, you feel me, like, just everything. Real. You seeing what's in front of you. Slime, like, I ain't gonna lie, my records came out when I was locked up, so, like, they holding it down like that. Shit, yeah, you know, like, I ain't gonna play that time. Like, I'm gonna take serious, everything, come with
it. Yeah.
What's the first day out, like, you just got out. What's the first shit you got to go do? Of course, see your daughter, see your family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What's the shit that you just got to do?
Man, I ain't get a chance to do nothing. Because I slime came and got me, kidnapped me.
Oh, wow. You jumped straight into it.
Man, the man came and got me and had me with him for 3 days straight. Just being around, just sitting there. We ain't doing nothing, but just sitting there. You just talking. I'm like, man, that man crazy. I'm ready to get the hell off.
I'm going to get out of my life.
Right, right.
Hell, nah,
right.
Hell no go.
Like, what? Yeah.
You ever hear like, huh? You ever give a nigga some money like, huh? I like, all right. Shit, we finna go shop. We finna go to the yo. Shit, man, we right back at the spot talking.
Oh, he tricked you.
Catching up.
Okay, click.
Yeah. I was talking with the boy. I mean, him 3 days straight. Yeah, just rhyme. We just rhyme, bro. He just talking. Rhyme. We just kicking it. Like, catching up, just talking.
Yeah.
Shit, my boy getting in the house over. He go to sleep. I'm like, how long for the bill? Like, you know, slang, I wake up to the next morning. Man, shit. Man, somebody take me to my mama house, man. Just drop me off, bro. Just drop me on out, man.
Y'all ready for that tour?
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Slatty finna go crazy.
I believe I'm ready.
That was my first day. Like, my first day out.
Mm-hmm. Nigga just betting me $5,000. I can't do it again.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like,
$5,000, you can't do what again?
Drop another hard mixtape like I just did.
Uh-oh.
Once you get in the rotation, it's up. I know what they like.
The boy put the money on the table, and they like, man, how we gonna get E for the money? You can't do it again. But I don't know anything about the money. He just pushing me, though. I don't know, you know, he pushing me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, shit, I'm gonna show you. You know, I'm ready to drop right now. If somebody let me drop.
Oh, that sound like you talking to Amina.
She let me drop. You don't believe I'll drop right now.
You holding the music, Amina?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I drop right now.
She has to plan it out.
Then so.
Yeah.
I'm just taking this day at a time. Since the album don't drop, so I'm doing just watching. See how everybody react to it. And yeah.
That's how you gotta see. How they were the reaction.
Man, as long as you see a plus, bro.
Yeah, it's tight.
If
shit,
a nigga drop, if you drop your shit today and you get you gain 50 followers, bro, you going up.
Mm-hmm.
That shit stay the same.
Yeah, it ain't working.
You need to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Go back.
You know what I'm saying? You got more numbers than you had before. And then the best thing about starting, this your first take, right? Mm-hmm. Best thing about starting first take, all numbers is positive. Cause this the first one.
I did good.
Nah, he did great. You got big ass big features on that motherfucker too. Now. Yeah. And the shit's on some big playlists.
The shit with Gunna crazy.
You know, I see this shit. I be watching that shit on playlists, man. It's on a matter of time. Get that shit 6 months.
Oh, I said I done did good. Like, I ain't know nothing about the try. They had me looking at the try. Look, what number you in? Why you tripping? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, but get what? It's an extra plus. Cause you ain't got nothing. you ain't got nothing to compare it to. Yeah. See, now that's why niggas just bet you at 5,000, because you got to do better this time than next time, because you just did, you just had success, right? Mm-hmm. If your shit do 5 million, next time you need to do 10. You get what I'm saying?
Right, well, believe
it. That's the only way you're going to be able to tell what we got is when we drop the next one. Like, we know this is success, because all numbers gonna be positive. But you drop that next one, like nigga saying, bitch, that 5,000, you drop the next one, it's up, solidified.
Need to go up some.
That patient hard too, though. She got your bone.
Yeah, that boy, yeah, Pluto, man.
That shit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he jumped on it, so he heard this song. He like, come on with it.
That's hard.
You got, what about Heaven? 2-4 Heaven. Y'all nigga make some hard shit together, too.
Oh, definitely.
Y'all nigga make some hard shit.
We got some. I'm trying to see they gonna let me drop the look, you know. He'll be on there, let me drop it. He definitely on there. Let me drop it. He definitely on there.
Are y'all doing deluxe?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. He definitely on there then.
Sure.
He on there. Like, he hard. No, that nigga's hard,
that
bro.
That nigga hard. Yeah. He coming here. You feel that pain. Yeah, in real. In that boy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He hard. I love him.
He too hard, but like, first nigga that took me in the studio.
That's strong.
For real.
Oh, first you heard yourself, like, that's the first time you said, I got this shit.
Yeah.
Now he took me in, now he like, nigga, he did the song, he did the hook, he like, now go ahead.
I'm saying, once you heard yourself on the, like, you called yourself in the playback, you like, yeah, I got this shit.
Yeah, yeah, like, I got it. I don't think I do, just keep working. Like, keep working.
Nobody in mm-hmm. the Maltai dropping the whole city saying this
oh
shit.
Oh, my. Yeah, you look, that was shot me right now, boy. That shit was gonna be, I don't wanna wake up, boy. Yeah. I walk in the club, everybody get it, they cut it, that's why they just stopped the music, everybody sang it, word for word. I'm like,
your words.
Yeah.
Everybody worried, but your word, you hear your verse, nigga saying
like,
your verse.
I'm like, it really happened. He's like, bro, you gone now.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, he ever told me, like, you gone now.
And you better it's not come back.
The only thing
back.
You need, like, you gone.
Yeah.
You just got pushed through the door. Now it's up to you. It's up to you now. You going to run with the ball. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you got to stay in the studio then.
Yeah, shit. When you coming yet?
At that time, I'm ready. I got my love. You feel me? But, like, it's strategic, you feel me? So, you yeah. know, bro. You
know, nah, yeah, nah, I like, so yeah, everybody, just, we putting all the energy in from shit.
Yeah, I had just dropped, got it out of here in October. So, I'm finna, you know, crank back up. Just been playing the cut, just a point, you feel me? Now I'm just on house rest, so I'm just getting back in the mid too, really, like, just a point of game, really, like, you feel me? My shit ready, though. Yeah, and life of a maniac.
What's the fuck? What
nigga ain't just say never life of a maniac. Yeah, nigga. Nah, you hard though, bro. You a natural born star, bro.
Appreciate that, my brother.
Nah, for real shit.
Appreciate that. I'm good.
Fuck with it.
Fuck is that?
Like, entertaining than a motherfucker, and it's always real.
Nah, and me though, like
yeah, and it's what I'm saying. Like,
that's too.
Yeah, that's him.
He ain't changed. It's nobody else.
So, look, just like on some, like, just basic lifestyle shit. What's something or some shit that you guys want to do that you've never done? It might be like something on your bucket list or some shit that you saw somebody else do that you just want to do, or like whatever, like skydiving, fucking kayaking, jumping off the Eiffel Tower, anything. Like, what is it? Like, something that you really want to do that you've never done, that you want to get done before you die.
I wanna go visit, like, I always had a thing. I wanna go visit Haiti.
For real?
I wanna go see the port. Like, people saying we poor, but we ain't poor though, bro.
Right, Haiti.
So
different.
I wanna go over there and actually see it, like, cause I wanna see this.
Yeah, Haiti.
It's always
poverty.
Something I wanna see this.
Poverty.
I wanna see this,
but
like, I can never call myself poor, and I seen what I seen on TV, like, but we ain't nowhere near poor.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Default below that. Mm-hmm. So I want to actually go over there and see it for myself. God told my little brother, that want to be my first place I go. I want to go to Haiti.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. What about you, yet?
Same thing, like travel. You feel me? We ain't really got to see nothing. Like, just
you got anywhere in particular that you want to go?
Yes. I want to go everywhere. Good. Everywhere. I'm telling you, I'm gone.
Anywhere you can go.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't everywhere. Africa. All that. Everywhere. Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What y'all feel like the lamest shit is in the music industry right now?
Dead Ryan.
Define Dick Ryan for the people right out there that might not get it.
These niggas like,
he hard head, no head, don't no damn where the nigga ain't hard head.
See, we just talked about that.
But you might like that shit though. If I know, if I don't see you being that shit, or you liking the nigga shit, he lame hell. Tell him he lame hell. And he just like I be hearing some nigga like, bro, that nigga ass, bro. Like the other day on Snyder, like 2 or 3 weeks, he had an artist in there.
Like, oh yeah.
So,
bro, what's happening? I'm
like, bro, shout the ass. He like, man, nah, chill, bro. I'm like, man, shout out some ass crack.
But if you say he ass,
could be opinion though.
Shout it, not hard. Everybody that motherfucker just looking at him.
He went hard.
So I'm asking two questions.
I'm actually looking at slime, bro. Like, fuck with this boy. I'm like, yeah, man, don't do that, man.
Now, I'm gonna ask you two questions. The first question is, so
what's Dick Ryan though? We didn't get that up.
He just said, when you,
what's Dick? So what's Dick? You gotta define Dick Ryan.
Nah, he pretty much said it's lying. It's lying.
That's really an opinion. A nigga might do like man,
me. Yeah, like I'm gonna say like Dick Ryan, like the politics too, like nigga jump side. You don't know me or him, you just it be just gay shit, like politics, like you feel me? Nigga might not like you over bitch, anything, like nigga just like I just said out of Dick Ryan. Like,
times out of 10, just, that's the problem.
I don't nigga just, you feel me? Whoever had just all type of shit.
Yeah, and, you know,
I seen so many niggas ride our way, so I could say
you can only imagine like
I seen my brother put a lot of niggas in there though, man. Like, you feel me? A nigga just you feel me? Go other way, like it just be gay shit. Like gay shit. Yes. I don't be with that shit.
But back to it. So if you give your opinion, somebody asks and they say you hating, how you respond to that? Because we always say that's going to be the response.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion. Okay.
He just said that's your right opinion.
But
that's
your one opinion. Like, right.
I'm telling you, you say it's crazy.
Right.
That's what I don't want to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. But like, this Bang, so I know a nigga tell me that.
This Bang philosophy, if we don't like it, and then the nigga blow up and everybody like it, then we was hating.
Gay shit.
That's cat.
We do be hating, though. Yeah, what? Just say like a nigga was saying, like, I don't fuck with that oomph shit. And then that shit, when this shit blow our way up, and you see the nigga posting your shit, like, damn.
Dick Ryan. He just said it.
That is Dick Ryan, though.
That sounds about right. But you can't. But
what if he genuinely did?
You can change your mind.
And change your mind.
You cannot like some shit.
You dick riding. You jump right on his bandwagon.
So anytime you don't like some shit and start liking some shit, it's dick riding.
But I'm just playing devil's advocate. Nah, but I done heard some shit that
I didn't. Yeah. I don't go to post and either like it. I like it.
I ain't doing all that.
There been niggas I've been wrong about. Like, this shit whack. Right. That shit blow up. I be like, nah, this shit
shit I
ain't. Yeah,
you know that shit still whack, though.
Nah, it ain't.
Nah, listen, it be like,
I done heard a lot of shit that I ain't like.
Yeah, exactly. You playing the devil's advocate. Sometimes you might not have liked that, but you like this.
So you ain't never heard it.
So it's not like you're a hater or anybody.
So you ain't never heard a song that you ain't like at first.
Man, you gotta grow. Yeah, a lot of part, I can't stand that shit.
Huh?
That motherfucker just,
yeah, like lollipop. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like
you don't know nothing.
I'm just giving an example. Like, it be song.
Man, shit, if I don't like, I'm telling, I ain't gonna listen to it.
Nah, no, you ain't like, even gonna give it a chance.
If I hear it first time, that shit wet, I ain't gonna listen to it no more. I'm telling, I ain't gonna listen to it. Them motherfuckers get on the radio, I'm gonna change the channel because I don't like it.
I'm good. Then him.
That did me, I'm gonna change the channel.
So once you don't like some shit, period, you just
bro, it done been so many songs, so much shit came, so many waves come out that I be like, that shit ain't it. Then that shit start, that shit grow on a nigga.
Nah, you right.
Even Skinny Jeans, nigga, I thought that shit was the worst shit in the world till you ain't got no choice but to buy some.
Now you wearing them.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I was still big legging it. That nigga Lil D on me one time, like, don't big, trying to hang the big legs up. Big leg shit over. I had on some goddamn D-Bot.
Living on play, boy.
I'm telling that nigga, that motherfucker damn on to my tape, man. Like,
I ain't bro, I had some big leg Levi's on, bro. We was on the tour. We had the tour with Baby Num, the big ranking tour.
Yeah.
I had a picture posted. That nigga DM'd me. I still got it. Like, I had the big legs up, bitch. Nah. And I
you funny hell,
though.
You be dead serious, though.
Dead serious, funny hell, though. Cause I used to be like, man, I ain't never wearing no skin jean. Never, 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 never. But now you can't even buy big legs. They don't sell them no more.
You gotta grow on.
Levi's making skinny jeans.
Shit changes, bro.
It is what it is.
Yeah. You gotta adapt.
I'll tell that back.
You gotta adapt.
That, you right.
But adapt.
I ain't listen to Migo.
But now your nigga be, ain't nothing but a little bit strange. Whatever shit come ready, your nigga might like it.
You feel yeah. Like, I grew into them, though. I'm like, okay. Quavo hard. Quavo definitely hard.
Facts.
Yeah. At first, I don't want to listen to that shit, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just like, but you ain't on them nigga way trying to get with these niggas.
Yeah, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's dick ride.
That's dick ride.
That's dick
ride. Like, now, I can admit, like, sometimes I be like, I ain't think that shit finna do nothing. And this shit blow up, I be like, shit, nigga, really is hard. You start seeing that jury on these niggas and shit. Niggas start getting pieces and shit. Oh, but you ain't need nothing but a wipe now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't see it, man. And you know, niggas change their style every day, though. Cause it's so much whack shit we coming out there, and you be like, nah, that shit getting hard. Now that shit hard.
It's like exercise. You get better. Yes, you sit in the studio, you're going to figure something out. Right. Something. I ain't saying you're going to be the best, but if you sit in that bitch, something good is going to happen for you.
But you feel like, what you ever have the spirit to make it be like, man, I'm through with this shit?
Yeah, yeah. Every day.
Just anything.
I'm done, bro.
What shit, man?
What? Tired of this shit.
Now, what you tired of, though?
Tired of all this shit, man. Hell, I'm rapping for, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm like, got that money. Like, money, man.
Yeah. Open it back up, man.
Tired of this shit. Got that money, man.
Nah, it becomes a nigga so close to the money. Yeah. So close to what's going on, nigga, already in. Like, I'm coming in, motherfucker, with Future on my shit, my brothers, goddamn my other brothers, and we just went number one. So you looking at it like, I'm already going from Winnish money.
Right.
But think about it, if you just a regular nigga coming from nothing, you ain't had these head starts, and a nigga get to where you at, a nigga gonna feel like, boy, I just made it.
Real shit.
Shit like that.
Real you shit. Just knowing, yeah. Like, the world owed me. I knew what my big blues, nigga.
Yeah.
So gone, man. I'm riding around this Lambo and shit, nigga. I'm trying to get
like when the money. I was like, man, I need some money, but I got bro around me every day, man.
Man, I don't think I do it. Tell me, hey, bro. I do about him every day, but it's.
It did see, I do that, but at the same time, we're like, man, that shit ain't nothing.
Nah, for sure. That's why I'm just saying, like,
man, I just seen the M for my first time. I just seen the M in my face, man. My little brother showed me a real M.
Yeah. Real
deal million. Man, shit, man, I want one of those, bro.
Fuck his car, fuck this chain, fuck all
that. 100,000, this shit ain't shit, boy.
I need that.
That shit. A letter. Too good, I need a different letter.
Exactly. Right.
I already had the other letter.
Fuck that L. Give me an M.
he talked to me every day about it. He like, bro, that shit here. He said, that's the only thing you gotta do is reach for it. He like, right here, just reach for it. He like, I'm just, he like, there'll be me being lame here if I just give you up $1 million. He ain't work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna appreciate it.
You don't believe it, but he did not bait me when I get out at anybody. He ain't go for none of that. Like, bro, you finna work for this money.
Nah, I seen you on your whole own campaign.
You feel me? He like, yeah, bro, you gonna work for
them
this
niggas
shit.
In LA, you down here.
Down here, working.
Yeah. For sure.
He like, bro, you gonna work for it. Like, I can get whatever you want. I can get all this shit, but get what? It ain't gonna mean nothing.
You're not gonna appreciate it.
He ain't work for it.
Yeah.
Mm. So he made me work. That nigga made me work. Everything I got, that nigga made me work for it. Mm. Everything. He ain't give me nothing. And they like, but work for
him. He don't give nobody nothing. He give us everything.
He'll give whatever
he
want.
He give us everything, but he gonna make all that work.
Yeah,
I ain't getting sure. Nothing like,
a nigga
like
need.
Just, yeah that was shit. Just, you know. You
yeah, he'll give it up, but that money-wise,
you gotta work.
Hey, boy.
It make you appreciate it, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, that money ain't no joke, boy. Mm-hmm. With him, boy. Yeah. Go get 20,000 for slime. And that day, hey, you know them 20 owe me, boy? Boy, you just gave me the dog. You want this motherfucker back now? Like, yeah. You know that. I ain't give you that jitty hell. You know that, right? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that's crazy.
This shit was in my contract.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. But Shawty said, yeah, come on back with that dog.
That shit,
hey, but you don't love her. I'm gonna get you this 20 right now, boy. Cause that just crazy right now, boy. Y'all give your ass a $1,000, he gonna remember. If he give you $1,000, he gonna remember. It can be a month later.
We just had this discussion at the studio.
Then he see you, he want his same $1,000. Hey, you know that $1,000 I gave you? Come on back. I gave it to you in blues, I wanted in blue. Like, that here.
Yeah.
Y'all don't play about that money, boy.
Shit, Kate.
Like, but anyway, he all the chain, but he don't play about this money, boy.
Period.
Yeah.
What's up?
What we doing, bro?
I'm trying to draw. I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm just sitting back. Again, these video. You know, you got to have a rollout. So, you know, video. Yeah.
How many songs you think you got, Poon?
For me?
Like, unreleased?
I got over 1,000 songs, though.
For sure.
What about you yet?
No cap.
Same.
No, like, literally, I got over 1,000 songs.
I got, like... Last time I counted over like eight on what they were goddamn on house rent. Yeah. 3 hard drive full of this shit. Mm.
So what they got there on that flood, yeah, niggas they gonna go to drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I ain't say all these motherfuckers eat either.
It don't everything eat when they you become it.
I had
you become it, everything eat.
Yeah, show them what this dick find that sign, find that gap, that pocket like they, like you saying, like you gotta put in that work. But
yeah.
When you, like you say, when it become it, so, you feel me? Like, by the time there, hey, man, I'm going motherfucker just walking on shit. Yeah. Hey, yeah, what's up? Yeah, man, I ain't going back to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, right. That shit with exercise, that
yeah,
practice.
That, yeah, that practice.
Yeah, once you become yeah. It, like, once you get in your, this shit is a comfort zone. Once you like, shit, I'm comfortable with what I do.
For sure.
Like, nigga doing that shit in 3 minutes, 4 minutes, like,
yeah.
Whole songs and shit.
Pumping them out.
I mean, like, shit, man, shit. When they get on you, they on you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's on you how long you keep them on.
What you
exactly. Yeah, how you yeah, I do a lot of one verses, though. Then I come back. I do, like, 6-7 songs, one verse. I come back the next day and just do them, then I go to something else.
Mm.
Or I might just leave it like that and just go to something else.
Mm. Put somebody on it, whatever.
Yeah, so I got a lot of them.
Man, Umfu got about 30 songs, 20-30 songs type yeah, shit. Like, oh, we got it ready. It's just the rollout. Like,
no, I can't do that.
Why artists feel like they for to drop every day, though, man? Y'all niggas crazy.
I look what you just said.
Ain't you, though, because I got a lot of songs.
When I got out, he was the only one in the city.
But you got to let the world get all that song, bro. You got to maximize that shit.
I know who he was listening to.
Huh?
Before he got locked up.
Gucci. That nigga Gucci got down, put that shit out unmixed.
Yeah.
He ain't give it down, neither.
But that nigga do 10 songs tonight, and that shit a mix, take tomorrow, cover and everything out. Like,
true story.
I don't check what you recording. This shit ain't mixing it. This shit out.
Yeah.
That would make, like...
That shit work
fan,
for
fan, fan. Yeah, it works. Yeah. Some, like, it works.
Yeah.
It burns some people out, too, though.
I had that nigga one time we was in the studio. That nigga going there, it's like, nah, don't fix it. Like, if you mess up a word or something, don't fix it. They like it like that.
Yeah.
They like it like that. They like it messed up.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah.
And in my name, And you say in the minute mine no more.
Don't fix it.
That lingo, slang lingo.
Nah, for real.
I'm good.
What y'all think the key is to not falling off and not fucking up your money and all that shit? What you say to some niggas that's on the come up getting it so they can keep getting it? Not falling off, not fucking your money up.
To basically solidify that
money.
Longevity.
Save your money, your money gonna save you.
I'm good.
Save your money, gonna save you.
But in this day and time, it's hard really to say this shit.
They gotta go up.
You gotta just push shit up, man.
Yeah, you gotta just push shit up. Fast it come in, niggas spending that shit too, though. Yeah.
And you don't believe, like, I've been learning, because I used to be, man, shit, that one thing why he mad at me, because I used to be blowing money, bro. I used to be blowing money. But, say, if somebody do a show, might be a dime. I'm gonna put up five and play with the other five.
That's smart, though. How many people doing that, though?
I might do a walkthrough or something. Put half of that up. I'm playing with the other half.
Yeah. But how many people, that's smart as fuck, but how many people doing that, though? Niggas spending 15 and it's made 10.
You don't believe it, because
the niggas be so far in the hole, bro. Like I said, bro, I said this shit before, bro. You got to think, come from where we come from, bro. When one nigga make it, it's still 100 people that didn't. That you love. So you already in the hole, bro. You in the hole, bro.
You in the hole.
Niggas is in the hole, man. Everything, every dog.
You gotta make sure they straight.
Yeah.
He straight. Then his mom might need something that day. Then his sister might need something.
Lloyd like fee.
You can't say no, because, like, I love these folks. Like, I grew up these folks.
And this what a nigga doing this shit for. This shit crazy. They wouldn't even be doing it for their people, ain't
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't complain.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
They gotta go harder.
They gotta go harder, yeah.
And make
that,
more.
That what he's saying. We need a lot of this shit, because it ain't enough. This shit, we gotta go get a lot of this shit.
We
got too many people to take care of.
Real shit.
For real. Like, that's just how we
seen that, I would try to boot my price up. So I said, oh, man, you can't do no shit like that.
What
boot my price up, man. You want to book me? You got to come on with this, man. I'm telling you. So I'm like, man, you can't do that, bro. God damn.
Yeah, you got to get out there and get
it. Yeah, don't do that one now.
Yeah.
I
said, shit, man. What you showed me? Teach me, man. You just teach me one. Yeah, teach me, man.
That's all I ask you to do, teach me.
It's a lot of work went into that shit. It's a lot of work went into that shit. That's why that young nigga work.
Yeah, from Canaan all the way.
He put it in your face.
Yeah.
He ain't telling you, he's showing you.
He
don't go against, like, we just know, like, you feel me? He got a little tweet, like, a little weird way of doing whatever the hell he be doing, but he knows something. He know, like, he know.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He ain't gonna tell you,
He gonna get it to you.
He gonna show you, like, he show a nigga every day what to do.
How he might not get it.
Only thing they gotta do is pay attention.
To a month later. Like, why the hell he told me this shit? Get this shit a month later when you really going through it, like, okay.
See,
this is what he meant. Yeah.
When I dropped my first single, I thought he was, the brother trapping, man. He won't do no song with me. But he told me, though, out the muscle, though. Yeah. He told me out the muscle. He's like, work, nigga. He like, nigga, work, nigga. Now, Ben asked him to do a song with me, like, when I first jumped that. But I understand he was
trying to teach me. That's what they expect.
But now you understand. That's what I just said. Like, yeah, work, yeah.
You don't need me to blow up, nigga, work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went out and did it.
Yeah.
And when I did, that nigga like, I told you.
Yeah.
He like, I don't think I do it work for it, bro. Yeah. This shit right here in your face. I can give it to you.
That's the right way, though.
Oh, God. Oh, you feel like nigga trying to
get
rid of it.
Yeah,
bro. Come on, but you know all I need to do.
All I need to do. You give this motherfucker one time, blow up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to blow up, bro. He just like, I'm going to get on it. But he just, I'm going to show him, like, I'm being hard on. Like, I don't ask you, like. Her like, y'all know why I'm being hard on my brother, because I want a nigga out of work. I want a nigga harder. Go twice as hard as me.
Mm-hmm.
He like, that's why I'm being hard on his ass. So I like, I understand. So that's why I'm gonna be tripping him. Like, now he might just hear a song I do. He hop running that motherfucker without me telling him. I might like vibe into the song I just made. He like, get up. My like, God damn, big dog. You gonna just jump on a nigga song like that?
Yeah. Oh, I want you on my shit. Yeah. I'm the one, nigga. Yeah. Shit going on. Nigga, we good. Nigga,
yeah,
I got this shit now, bro.
I jump right in my
like, just chill, bro.
Hey, get up. He might walk in the room, hear me playing the song. He's like, hey, send me that. Oh, God. Next day, he on it. He like, you heard it? I'm like, nah. I'm like, God damn, man. You, how you know I want to do it? How you know I want to do a second one? Jump right on that motherfucker. I know I'm doing something right. He's jumping on that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Run the gang now, though. Y'all got a whole family on the slime lane. Run the gang now.
it's so many goddamn everybody like the same.
So huh? I say run them down. Like, who we got?
Oh, run the gang down.
Yeah.
The gang.
Dolly. Yeah.
Thor.
Jerica.
Unfunk.
Script.
FN.
T-Shirt. Oh, right.
Hey.
What?
That little nigga?
FN.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Shout out to FN.
You got Keith.
The dealer.
Duke.
Man, that young nigga hard.
You got Trench.
Trent, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, he on the album, too.
Mm-hmm.
T-Shirt. Script. Carlé. Who we got?
Ghana.
We did
Ghana.
Ghana.
Wana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weezy.
We got the one. We got Way.
Turbo. Fushy
Easy. Atar. We deep as fuck, bro. Bitch Line. Be Dying.
Bitch Lizzie. Yeah, Be Dying.
Be Dying.
He's B-Dub now. He changed his name.
He just changed.
Yeah, B-Dub. B-Dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That snake pit. That'll be lit up there in the studio.
Every day. Every day.
Deep.
What?
Then it like the lifestyle.
It's La Familia and everybody just enjoying it. So
yeah, the whole label is like a family.
The lifestyle.
Making bangers.
Yeah,
nigga don't even be really working up there like that. Sometimes niggas be in there.
Yeah, Highland. Really, sometimes we just Highland like, just talk to each other. Just
like, I ain't gonna lie. He motivated me to get up there early. So you get up there before everybody there.
You can work.
You have been there and knock some shit out and then you feel me.
Yeah, it's on the kick it.
Yeah. That what we been really on lately.
After our niggas just gambling talking shit.
Yeah, we just kicking quite a lot, just running around.
He'll come right in at the
like,
we got rooms. We got some rooms ourselves.
Yeah.
I come to motherfucker, hey, he come right in right behind me.
Yeah.
We got both of these rooms ourselves, so we just sitting there recording.
Running around. Running around the room. Yeah, he got it on. I got my own. Running around the room.
Just record, then when folk get it coming up there, I like shit. I'm scared. I don't want to crawl in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I be getting lazy. I ain't gonna lie, man. I be getting lazy sometimes.
Sometimes though, them bangers come out like shit, after them good day game
that day. I don't want to rap them on.
What's your recipe though? Make you come back to like? And then you not next Sunday. Got to smoke weed. Sunday got to do this. Anybody got to talk to drink anything? What you got to do to feel like you comfortable?
But that's a crazy thing. I don't drink or smoke.
At all.
So what you do to get in your vibe? Like, to get your vibe right? Burn candles? You know how niggas might burn candles?
Nah, you don't believe me? I sit there in the studio by my... Just sit there and just rock in the chair to get to thinking. Mm. I think a lot. And I get to like... Hey, pull the beat up right quick. And record. Mm. Only thing I do is sit... You need to just sit there and think.
Yeah.
What about you?
I just can't be... blow before I get to the studio. Shit don't make me mad. Like, if you know, you can nigga call you anything. I just have a clear mind.
You know? Why you don't rap about that though? How did because everything? Get what one thing about it? Everybody go through all these same emotions.
I'm good.
So whatever nigga, however nigga made you feel, put that shit on them in the music.
For sure.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
Put that shit in the music.
That real. I'm gonna do that. I be doing that though, but I'm gonna do that with everything. Like,
Like some rappers, y'all niggas don't even believe it. Some rappers use everything, bro. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
These niggas rap about everything. They niggas ain't trying to be creative. They just rapping their life and they
might
be
right.
Everybody go through.
Yeah, because sometimes being creative be hard, but if you just get these folks your life, that's why some niggas might go take a trip just to rap about it.
Yeah.
Fuck with this bitch just to rap about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Buy these clothes just to rap about it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything nigga going through in life, nigga just got, because everybody doing
music.
Somebody doing something that you talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Music's supposed to be a soundtrack to your life.
Nah, he be telling me. He be telling me the same thing. Like, bro, how did he come up with that? I like, but I ain't going through. I just seen somebody go through it. Though. I might see somebody and see something that like, damn, this shit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I go right in the booth and just record, just rap about it. But I put in my own little way though. Well, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that how a lot of my shit come out. Like that whole scrubbing, I was going through something. Literally going through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that how that whole album came back.
Did you feel like you need to go to counseling after you got down having sitting down though?
Yeah, no, I told my mind never was locked up. I always thought like I was on the street.
Even in the hole?
Even in the hole. I always thought about the street. Think about the street like
bro. Yeah, cell phone.
More definitely.
Oh yeah, nigga, out here. You got this.
What you out here? Yeah, I'm saying everything in the world. Like that shit don't even matter what's going on right by me.
Yeah.
So I can stay locked down in the room, sit more year with this cell phone. I ain't really got to come out. Don't want to come out.
And then fry, man.
I don't want to come out. I got a phone in my hand. I got all the food right here. I don't want to come out. What I got to come out for?
Right.
Y'all don't want to let me out? Fine. I ain't tripping. Don't keep walking. I got that phone. Pull the phone.
Yeah.
I had a touch screen.
Oh, wow.
How about the touch screen going for that?
Man, last phone I bought before I left, it was $2,600.
But it was an iPhone.
Hold it, man.
little Android, $2,600. Yeah. I'm just kidding. $50. Nigga charging you $2,600, bro, for a $50 phone. He got 10 on me, so I imagine.
You gonna make it $2,600 back the first day you get it.
Hell, I can't do that.
It's worth it because you can call whoever you want to call.
$2,600.
Oh, you finna make that money back.
Now you can call whoever you wanna call. You can't spend me no name. Hey, they finna pull up right now. It worth. It worth.
Yeah.
See, you on that wild phone, then you got them. Don't answer jail phone.
You blowing shit, money.
Yeah, then you blowing money.
Yeah.
We ain't going back in now.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah,
period.
It's over.
Success for y'all brothers. Anything you wanna say to the streets and the young niggas for y'all slide?
For living.
More definitely.
Just like
I'm coming.
You say you coming?
Yeah. Don't let nobody tell you.
My next mixtape on the way.
Yeah.
Liquor God.
Poppy Kid. Yeah.
My next album called Liquor God.
Liquor God. Yeah.
So I'm working on that. Pretty good. I'll drop it next week.
Liquor God.
Let's say, man.
Liquor God.
Oh, you ready to shoot the videos there? Man, you ready?
I'm ready to do it. Oh,
but she like, hey, listen, your music just started to get out there. Like,
you got plenty. Brand new to us.
You got plenty of life left in we that project, heard. For sure.
But this shit brand new, bro. This shit ain't been out a week.
Like, yeah. She showed me the screen. She like, nigga, you popping ain't even been a week yet. Look.
Yeah.
Like, you really popping. Like, chill out. Let everybody hear the music first.
Mm-hmm.
I might call it back and they say, hey, man, can I drop this song? Hey, this song hard is? Like, no. I might hang up with her nigga Vito, like, hey, if I leak this song, what gonna happen? She gonna take it down. Like, that crazy, ain't it, bro?
Nah, but you got another process. You make it, you cook that shit up, then you put it out.
I stay working.
Then you gotta go perform it, get the whole bag before you, because niggas will lose attention on that shit. That shit's still fresh.
I think my next single gonna be. Yeah, with me and Black Youngster.
That'll be dope.
Let's play it on live or something. On
the one y'all did in the studio that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
Then my next single gonna be, so I'm really blessed.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Bless you, Jay.
Good.
All right, much success to y'all, man. And y'all get everybody your social shit, the Instagram and shit, so they can tap in with y'all.
Man, you can follow me on Instagram, Two Time Oofo.
I don't got
no Twitter, no Facebook, none of that.
Just straight up the ground.
I do?
Yeah, you got a Twitter, man. I just followed your Twitter the other day.
What?
you trick.
I'm telling you, I ain't know I had no Twitter, bro.
Yeah, got it, man. You follow me. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, I got it.
That's crazy. You ain't on your phone.
You know, what the hell? I ain't got no Twitter, no Facebook. So if I got one of those, that's crazy, man. I just know about Instagram.
No, they following Nay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute to the homies for pulling up YSL. Salute.
Slap Billy, Big Facts.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.